Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Final hour of the morning show presented by St. Mary's Healthcare System. David Johnston, Logan Booker along with you. It is 9:06 on a Friday morning. Playing a little, Simple Minds.
Yeah, a little 80s throwback. Yeah. We're about to talk some 80s Georgia basketball.
I thought it had something to do with your jump. Don't forget about me.
Well, we could
just
also,
in case.
We could cross-pollinate this thing.
Get all that in there.
Oh, man. I guess Free Fallin's going to come up next, right? I have to.
Absolutely.
8:30 rejoin is Free Fallin.
All right. This is always one of my favorite segments of the year as we bring in our old friend James Banks, who is camping it up again this summer. We'll talk about the camp here in a few minutes. JB, how are you, my man? What's going on today?
I hope you guys are well. Doing great.
I know you've never met Logan before, so we're gonna
got to bring him over to the camp.
That's right.
I would absolutely love to.
We're going to educate him.
Have a free throw shooting contest or something like that.
Here's the thing. I've told this story many times, James. In middle school basketball tryouts, I hit 13 for 13 behind the arc. But wow. I could not play defense, and I had no left hand, so that's where I peaked was in tryouts. But I still did that, and I'm still proud of it to this day.
That's pretty
you should
good.
Be. That's okay.
That's right.
You made 13 threes in a row.
Exactly.
Holy cow.
Never done that.
I was telling Logan, I saw the stat last night. I guess you were watching the game where Steph Curry's made like 78 straight free throws in the fourth quarter or overtime of a playoff game.
Amazing.
That's incredible. That is
amazing.
Unreal. That is unreal.
On that stage as well. In the playoffs, that's incredible.
That is amazing.
That's impressive. That's really impressive. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think I read that correct. I was half asleep because, you know, it was like midnight when they were sitting there playing these games. But they could tip them off a little bit earlier. But, hey, I digress. I want to I told Logan yesterday, I said, all right, Logan, you got a homework assignment. You got to look up the box score. Mm. The Dogs in North Carolina, 1983. Where was that? In the Carrier Dome in Syracuse, right?
Carrier Dome in Syracuse, absolutely.
And you just told Michael Jordan to get out of the way because the Dogs were headed to the Final Four.
he got in foul trouble.
No. So a North Carolina team that had Sam Perkins, Matt Doherty, Michael Jordan, Brad Doherty. But you know what they don't say in Chapel Hill? They were facing a Georgia team that had James Banks, Vern Fleming, Lamar Herr, Gerald Crosby, Terry Fair, and our main man D. Floyd, who was on the team. We love Derek. I know he had the injuries. Oh, Donald Hartree was on that team. Who am I leaving out? Richard Corn.
Arzan Miller, Richard Corn.
That's right. I mean, you guys had some. So tell us a little bit about. All right, so that year, that was also the first year Georgia had ever made the NCAA tournament. So I know there was a lot of fanfare for that. You guys opened up with a win over VCU, and then you took out St. John's. So what was the buildup, James, for the day and a half or the 2 days that you had leading up to that North Carolina game?
We were excited. We were definitely on a new stage, but we had a lot to prove to everyone else. I mean, we knew he was pretty good, and we was very cohesive group, both on and off the court. So I think Sam Perkins said on the air that he didn't know where Georgia was. And Terry Fair got pretty excited about it. He come out of our hotel room. It was like we kind of just self-imposed a curfew and said that we have to show him what Georgia is tomorrow. So Terry's really fired up about that. I think we all were. We just felt a little slighted. I know Sam. We actually visited North Carolina together as being high school All-Americans back during that time. But I know it just came out wrong, but it added fuel to the fire. We felt as though he was going to play well anyway, but we came out and just really played well. Richard Corn came off the bench and played extremely well. Everybody had a good game. I had a solid game as well. VCU that year was our toughest game.
Yeah.
We went to SEC. I think we averaged beating people by 16, 17 points in the SEC tournament. when we won that. So it was just a real great run for that group. And we're still extremely close off the court as well. So it's just a great feeling as you get older, of course. And the story changes, as you know.
Of course.
But we never make it out of the kitchen when we come over to my house or we visit one of the other guys' houses. So, and we're not talking about a lot of basketball. We're talking about the camaraderie between one another, you know, talking about each other's girls' friends. And Derek Floyd can mimic Coach Durham as well as anyone.
Well, just looking at that North Carolina roster that we went over just a second ago, it's intimidating. I'll call it just what it is. And then you guys going into that game, walk us through what is it like the night before you're going to play for a chance to go to a Final Four? And, oh, by the way, that's Dean Smith and the North Carolina Tar Heels standing in your way. And it just, how do you prep for that mentally, let alone physically?
You don't sleep.
Yeah.
You don't sleep a whole lot. You got goosebumps. And you was just looking forward to the challenge. I had a real good feeling about that game as well, but I had just a personal deal going. North Carolina was really recruited me extremely hard. I was friends with Dean Smith. Went to Mass with him. My mom and I visited North Carolina. So if I didn't go to Georgia, I was definitely going to North Carolina. Did a wonderful job of recruiting me. It was about, 20 or 25 former players at the tailgate. So I was excited, but I was really excited about playing them. And when we beat them, I never forget, Dean Smith came in the locker room and said that he, you know, just handled with a lot of class, you know, and just thanked me and was excited for me personally because we had that relationship. So that was ultra special. But that group, we felt as though we'd win the matchup. They were bigger, but we were quicker. So we wanted to turn into an 82, 84-feet ball game, and we just got out and extended the passing lanes and deflected a lot of balls and just got up and just went on an unbelievable run. And, of course, like I said, Michael fouled out. Vern guarded him extremely well. I was on him a little bit, but you knew then that Michael was a special basketball player. I think three of us jumped at his shot. And we came down, and he was still in the air. We hit the ground, all three of us. I think Lamar, myself, and Vern, we just kind of looked at each other like, oh, okay. He was still in the air. We was like, all right, this guy's special. Okay, so it was a fun run. It was a real good run, something that all of us are extremely proud of, not more than Coach Durham. You know, when we talk, we chat about it. He said, James, we had you, we had Richard. He's still extremely excited about it because he took a Florida State team to the Final Four, too. He just did a wonderful job. We had a great staff as well. Had Don Beasley on the staff, Coach Larry Gay. So we Eddie Beanbach, I think Eddie recruited, Thompson at NC State.
Yeah, David Thompson. We were talking
David
about
Thompson,
him.
The hotline.
Yeah. Talk about a guy that could hang in the air for a little while.
What are you talking about, Dave? I mean, he could really do it. He could definitely do it. So it's just you get goosebumps for building up to the game. Once again, we was, like I said, confident, and we just knew each other extremely well. Lamar Hurd did an unbelievable job on Sam Perkins. I think Sam Perkins ended over 8 points, maybe six, eight, something like that. On Darter, we just changed defense and just got after it. It was a fun run. It wasn't like we were intimidated by those guys. I mean, we just went out and played and just really had something to prove.
Perkins had a double-double in that game.
He did?
Yeah, 14 and 11.
Wow.
But it was quiet. It was a quiet
14-11. It was 14,
real quiet. 11.
I didn't know he had a double-double. No, it was real quiet. But early on, Lamar just really got after him and just – turned him every time he put it down. Lamar had some of the quickest hands of anybody, so he just played to his advantage. We played to our advantage and just had a fun run. It was a terrific run. So hopefully we can get on that run again with Coach Crean over there with the great job he's doing.
Yeah, incredible. Well, let me ask you this, James. So going against Michael Jordan for one game, but what was it like? You know, I guess your first couple of years at Georgia, you know, and playing with Dominique.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy really was a human highlight film. We match up in practice quite a bit. He's still done some things I haven't seen done yet. Zion Williams, I said this year when I saw him play, I've seen no one dunk as hard as Dominique.
Is that a good comparison? Is it
a great comparison?
Yeah.
Zion's just another freak of nature because he's bigger. Dominique wasn't 285. Dominique might have been soaking wet, 210, 208, something like that. But he was, oh my goodness, he jumped out of the gym. I mean, and that was one of the reasons why I came to Georgia as well. to play with Dominique, Terry Fair, Derek Floyd, and of course Lamar Hurd. You know, we had, I mean, those guys was All-Americans as well. So I'm thinking that's what Kareem is doing now. You get these guys come in and guys want to play with guys who can play. You know, I think he's about to really change that tradition back to where it was when we came up and played. He's recruiting some top quality guys, and Coach Dunn took pride in just recruiting good people too. All of us are just, I think, class people. You know, good young men, played the game in the right way, and had a lot of fun doing it together.
Who was in your signing class? Who were you with?
God, Michael wasn't in my class. Matt Daugherty.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Who, like, when you came to Georgia, who was it? Who?
Oh, it was myself, Vern Fleming.
Okay,
he's actually roommates. What's the guy named Phil Wallace?
Okay,
I think he was the number two guy in the state as well. I think I was number one player in the state. Phil was in that class.
Okay,
it was another kid. Because he ended up leaving. He's from North Carolina.
Okay. But you and Vern were the two big ones in the class.
We
okay.
We played in the All-American game out in Oakland, actually, at Oracle. It was two games then. It was at Oracle. They played the game. It wasn't Oracle then, whatever it was. And then it was the Capital Classic as well.
That's, it was just the Coliseum, I think, is what they
called
it.
Yeah, it was just the Coliseum. Yeah. So Vern and I played against one. And Vern had actually signed with Georgia.
Right.
And he's like, come on, man. You know, why don't you, you know, we talked about it. And I said, yeah, why not, right? So we discussed myself coming to Georgia, and we hit it off, and then we ended up being roommates the first year. So that was
that's awesome.
We're still close to this day, yeah. He's actually the best man at my wedding.
Oh, wow.
32 years ago, yeah.
How long ago? 32 years ago?
32 years ago.
JB, you don't look like you only look like you're 29, man. How can that be?
Stop. Thanks, Dave. Thanks. I appreciate it.
How can that be? Anyway, James Banks joining us here. All right. Speaking of the years past, when I was sad that we lost Aubrey Garrison earlier this week, too.
I didn't know that.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I know. And it's, sorry. Just a big supporter of Georgia basketball. I've known him for a long time.
Unbelievable.
And yeah,
he was. Had he been ill, though, Dave? Had he been sick? Or,
I think
I saw him at the last home game.
Yeah, I think he. I have some heart problems. I'm not positive on that.
Oh, my
but,
goodness. Thanks for sharing with me. I'll get in touch with Tom Bateman and see who's in the range. Yeah.
Well, no, the thing is, there's been – you were talking about Coach Kareem. There's been that – just, you know, there's been – you know, these moments for Georgia basketball over the years, and there's the fan base really showed this past season. You know, they'll come to the games, put the product out there. And I know it was a transition year, but the signing class and the Ant-Man and everybody else has got everybody just fired up.
Everywhere you go, everybody's buzzing about it. Of course, I'm buzzing about it. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be fun to watch Georgia basketball again. I think we're on the up and coming. So, I think he's doing a wonderful job of recruiting in-state guys. He's out promoting the program the right way as well. So I'm excited. I just got to tell you, I'm excited. Hopefully I don't miss a game this year. Hopefully they don't play the nights that we play. But if they do, I'm going to watch it. Webcast. What do you do now on your phone? Stream it or whatever?
I'll let Logan answer that question.
Logan will have to help me with that stuff.
Yeah, you basically just pull your phone out and watch the game. That's all I can say. Just, there's 8 million
exactly.
ways to do it.
That's
just pull it out.
That's right.
The phone has changed everything.
JB, tell us about the camp again and the dates and everything. Give everybody the details.
Okay, the dates are June 17th through the 20th at Beach Haven Baptist Church, both boys and girls, ages 8 to 15. The registration, you can go register at jamesbanksbasketballcamp@gmail.com. You can register online. It's limited space as well, so you need to go ahead and register by June 1st or else it'll be 165. So I might cut it off at 30 kids as well. So we're going to have a blast, give out prizes. We really stress fundamentals. We get after it. For an hour, just fundamentals alone. Then we play games. We do have contests, shooting contests, knockout contests, free throw contests, layup contests. So everybody wins something. But the main part is just really getting better fundamentally, getting kids in the gym, playing the right way, and just having a good time.
Well, I've heard nothing but good things from people that have gone to your camp. They love it. And, you know, there's a reason why people keep going back to do certain things because they get a lot out of it too. And I know – you're demanding. You want them to get better. I mean, you want it to be fun, but, you know, you want to improve.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's where you improve the most during the summer months. I think I improved every summer 15-20%, adding something different to my game, maybe a floater or step back, fadeaway, things of that nature, along with working on my skill set as far as ball handling, passing, and just taking just different shots and just playing against good competition. So, yes, it's definitely demanding because that's when you get better. You're not under the coach's eye during the season. Coaches have their plan during the season. But during the summer, you need to work on the things that you do well as the things you don't do as well. So, and we evaluate the kids that are in the camp. We tell them what the things they need to be working on. And once again, boys and girls. We've had, four, five, six, sometimes even 10 girls in the camp, and they get after with the boys, and they get better because they have to shoot a jump shot over the guys. So we have a wonderful time. I love the spot at Beach Haven because I can stand in the middle of the court. It's two courts and watch everyone. So, and I can touch on everyone's game and show them and actually be hands-on and just help them get better. So we have a good time, and I'm looking forward to it again. It's demanding for me as well because I'm tired at the end of the week. I'm dead. I'm
looking well, you're only 29. I don't know why.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm only 29.
Yeah. Hey, James, you know, I want to ask you, too, about that Final Four in 83, too. So when you guys played NC State, who were you who are you mostly matched up with for the Wolfpack?
Oh, goodness. Thurl Bailey.
Thurl. Okay, I was going to say, was it Thurl Bailey?
They played us a matchup 3-2 zone. I matched up with Thurl Bailey. He ended up playing for Utah for years.
He was in the NBA for a long time.
Oh,
he was
absolutely
a very good player.
Very good player. And, of course, you had Sidney Lowe.
Derek Wittenberg, Cozell McQueen, Lorenzo Charles.
Lorenzo Charles. That was the first time that year that at the tip-off, you look around, you know, because some guys say this guy's 6'7", he might be 6'5", on a good day. And then some guys say the guy's 6'10", he might be 6'8". But I look around at the tip, and it's like, these guys are legit. These guys are legitimate the size that they say they were, right? If not taller or bigger. So, you know, we weren't intimidated. They played extremely well. They shot it well. We went on a run. I think we ended up losing by 7. And once again, Jim Van Vano, just a class coach.
Well, you know,
person.
It was funny because y'all's game was kind of the afterthought game because everybody was so excited about Houston and Louisville playing each other. That was what was getting all the attention.
Hey, I gotta be honest. I gotta tell you, that's still one of the best college games I witnessed.
Oh, it was awesome.
Okay, because we after our game, we came out and sat down. You know, a little disappointed, but we watched that game and we were like, are you kidding me? It must have been 30 dunks.
I know.
If anyone wants to see a good college basketball game where it's up and down, I still say it's one of the best basketball college games I've seen.
It's a fantastic.
You want to see a good college game? Look at that game. It must have been 30 dunks. I mean, it's up and down. McCray, Olajuwon, Drexler, Michael Young. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I guess it was what? It was Phi Slamma Jamma.
I slam a jam.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was just an incredible that
I
game.
Tell everyone, if you want to see a good college basketball game, that game. We look around like, we have to match up with one of these guys if we'd won.
Oh,
it would have been fun, but wow.
James,
what a game.
We asked you about Ant-Man. Obviously, a lot of folks excited about him. But I'm reading an interview you gave about a month ago to Chip Towers at Dog Nation. You kind of said that Coach Durham sold you guys on starting a tradition, not being part of one. Alongside Anthony Edwards, a whole lot of really good guys joining him. How seems very similar today with Coach Crean. What are your relationship with Coach Crean and what he's kind of putting together here in Athens?
Well, we text back and forth, and he invited me over to watch film at any time. I went to practice last year. Quite a guy. I have utmost respect for him. I think he's doing it the right way. They're going to do a tremendous job. I think he's selling those guys on coming in. He coached Dwayne Wade. He coached, what's the other NBA guy?
Oladipo.
Yeah, so he knows the way. He has a lot of energy, and he's very honest with the guys. And I read something about what he said if Ant-Man's ready to go next year. It was about Claxton. He was talking about Claxton.
Right.
Like, if he's ready to go, he support him in that. And if a guy's dream to play in the NBA, he supports that. So I think he's done a wonderful job. Once again, I'm extremely excited. Now those guys have to buy into one another and let those stars be those stars as far as the dudes, and you just play your role. Biggest thing for me is just everyone has to play their role. and be able to be selfless in that role. And I'm sure Coach Green going to do a terrific job with that by me knowing him as well as I do, that he's going to do a terrific job, and also his staff as well. He has a great staff with Dollar. Dollar Dad, actually, I played against his dad at Douglas High School. He was a great high school coach. I think his brother Cameron played at UCLA, didn't he?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. So
yep.
He has a good pedigree of guys that knows what they're doing. And it's just about just establishing the DNA of those guys, you know, checking their egos at the door and just going out there doing it for Georgia basketball. And once again, great fan base. Went, what, 2 SEC games last year? But every game, you can feel the energy in the Coliseum again. So
yep.
I'm excited. Those guys just have to buy into Coach Green's system and what he wants and how he wants things done. I think he just hired another assistant that really stresses defense and was a good player as well. So I'm excited for the program and where it's going and the direction that it is heading in. So if you're a Georgia basketball fan and you're not excited enough, you don't have a pulse.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be fun.
All right, James, you are the best. We always enjoy chatting with you. June 17th through the 20th.
9 to 12 as well. 9 a.m. to 12. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right.
Everyone wins an award. Everyone gets a T-shirt. It's going to be great competition. And
wait a minute. Everybody gets an award? What is this, Kyle? What kind of society is this?
I think everybody has a chance to win an award. I'm not that type of guy. You know that.
Are y'all going to keep score?
Everybody has a chance to win an award. Let me rephrase that. You're absolutely right.
There you go. No, I hear. Hey, by the way, when I was a kid, The head coach, growing up in South Carolina, the head coach for the Gamecocks was Bill Foster, and the head coach for the Tigers was Bill Foster. And those were always my favorite times, was going to basketball camp in the summer. So anyone listening,
amazing.
I know James does a great job with his camp too, and it'll be a blast for anyone. But you'll have fun, but you'll also get better at basketball, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave. Bring Logan over so we have a shoot free throw.
I was going to say,
I think he's full of it on this 13 straight.
No, nice. If you need someone to.
Talk to the middle school.
Steph Curry's calling. He's online too, saying that's BS.
Well, here's the unfortunate thing is I've not played much recently, and I have lost it. I will admit that. I don't have what I used to have, but maybe you can coach me back up.
Let's do it.
All
Let's
right.
do it,
I
Logan.
Like it.
All right,
I'm
James.
All
you're the best,
Thank
man. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you all. All right. Bye-bye.
James Banks, one of my favorite people. And you can catch his camp June 17th through the 20th.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.